Good morning, beloved, and again, thank you for welcoming me into your homes for this Wednesday's edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today, we find ourselves in Psalm 112. Psalm 112 is actually a continuation of what we read yesterday, Psalm 111. It's written in the wisdom tradition, and the psalm outlines the virtues of a righteous person. Let's not forget God's saving words for us this week have been praise and thanksgiving. So let's begin reading Psalm 112, beginning at verse 1. Praise the Lord! Happy is the person who honors the Lord, who takes pleasure in obeying His commands. The good man's children will be powerful in the land, and his descendants will be blessed. His family will be wealthy and rich, and he will be prosperous forever. Light shines in the darkness for good people, for those who are merciful, kind, and just. Happy is the person who is generous with his loans, who runs his business honestly. A good person will never fail. He will always be remembered. He is not afraid of receiving bad news, because his faith is strong and he trusts in the Lord. He is not worried or afraid. He is certain to see his enemies defeated. He gives generously to the needy, and his kindness never fails. He will be powerful and respected. The wicked see this, and they're angry. They glare in hate and disappear, and their hopes are gone forever. And today's key verse is found in Psalm 112, verse 1, where the psalmist says, happy is the person who honors the Lord, who takes pleasure in obeying His commands. You know, beloved, these words were written in a time where Israel was an agrarian society. Everybody was some sort of a farmer. You didn't have a big merchant class, and, you know, basically you just had a lot of farmers and a lot of sheep herders, I guess you could say. And so it was easy to see God's blessings on them because all you had to do was look at a man's crops or look at the size of his herds, and you could visually see God's obvious blessings on that person. But it's interesting that we see this word happy. It's mentioned several times throughout this passage of Scripture, and of course we have learned that happy is an old English term comes from the old English word happenstance, which means what is happening around you at the moment. And so happy is what we are when everything is going great. Everything is going fine, I'm happy. So our happiness is based on our circumstance. You know, beloved, this is great, and I thank God for happy times, but more important than happiness is to be blessed. More important than happiness is the joy that you can receive, because God's blessings and God's joy aren't determined by what is happening around us. We can be in the depths of some pretty serious problems, and yet we can still have joy in our hearts because we know that our God reigns. Amen? And so, yes, praise God for the good times, but also to understand that He has made us more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. Amen. Let's pray. Lord God, I trust in You and ask that You strengthen my faith day by day. Teach me to be kind and generous, and help me overcome any feelings of anger or envy that I may feel toward others. I thank You and praise You for Your mercy and steadfast love. May my words and actions this day bring honor to You. Amen. Well, that brings our time together to an end this morning. Tomorrow, we will be continuing in Psalm 113, where it talks about the Lord's goodness being praised. And so, until tomorrow, may God richly bless you, beloved. May He hear your prayers, answer your prayers, and may other believers look at you and see God's hand of blessing strong in your life. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.